Hare Krishna. Japa, chapter 15. Mixing the negative with the positive. To truly taste the sweetness of Krishna's holy names, we need to strengthen both the negative, our, quote, non-desiring, end quote, and the positive, our spiritual desiring, the negatives. In this fourth verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first describes the negatives, those things souls wishing to taste the sweetness of Krishna's names should not desire. Such souls want neither wealth, nor followers, nor beautiful wives, nor to enjoy the result of their pious materialistic activities. Kavitam Sundarim could also include the desire to taste the subtle beauty of literature and poetry. Even these finer pleasures, pleasures flowing from both reading and writing, are rejected. Instead, these devotees focus all their desire on tasting the true fruit of chanting, Krishna Prema. Srila Prabhupada spoke on many occasions of the foolishness of approaching Krishna to have our material desires fulfilled. Here is one sample from one of those occasions. People generally pray for material benefits. Oh God, give us our daily bread, give me a nice position, give me a nice wife, nice following, or this, or victory, so on, so on, so on, simply for material enjoyment. My Guru Maharaj used to say that if we pray to God for all these nonsense things, it is just like a man who goes to the king and the king says, whatever you want, you can ask of me. And if the man says, kindly give me a pinch of ashes, it is like that. If we ask from God some material benefit, it means that I'm asking from a king a pinch of ashes. When king says, you ask whatever you want, he can say, so give me half the kingdom. Why a pinch of ash? Similarly, it is our foolishness. Lecture on Bhagavad Gita, 214 in London, August 20th, 1973. His Holiness Bhaktitirtha Swami's 1987 Vyasa Puja offering asserts the danger of such foolishness. Every day, he says, another associate from Krishna joins us, and I'm beginning to wonder who those rare few were who went directly to the spiritual kingdoms. Here we are, Srila Prabhupada, enjoying like anything in the heavenly planets. Most of us have wonderful empires, with beautiful bodies and have tremendous longevity. We're surrounded by luxuries, extremely potent intoxicants, and gorgeous damsels. We are all, however, suffering tremendously as we are slaves to all these opulences. I don't know how the others got here, but I can clearly see how I built my staircase to this heavenly dungeon. I remember you so often stressing that we are not the body. I, however, found myself many times thinking, why does he repeat this so much? I remember you attacking the impersonalists with tumultuous vigor, but I could not at that time appreciate the significance of these attacks. I recall you pleading with us to give up sense gratification once and for all. In those days, I thought you were speaking mainly to the non-devotees, and I did not realize these instructions were for us. But due to our lack of becoming more internally connected with you, we are mostly now prisoners of the heavenly dungeons. Our devotion could take us only this far. What to speak of cultivating desires for sense enjoyment? In the fourth verse, the Shikshastaka, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decries even the desire for liberation. The sweet devotional taste fully faithful devotees experience make even the sufferings of the material world insignificant. Therefore, they desire to serve their Lord, even in this world. Life after life. Mama Janmani Janmani Shre. In his purport to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Manasa Deha Geya, Srila Prabhupada makes graphic the selfless intensity of the surrendered serving mood. You have got every right to do whatever you think right in relationship with me, your servant. I am your eternal servant. Because a devotee generally goes back to home, back to Godhead. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur proposes, if you like that I shall again take birth, it doesn't matter. My only request is that if I have to take my birth, please kindly give me a chance of taking my birth in a devotee's house. I don't mind if I'm born as an insect, but I must be in the house of a devotee. I do not like non-devotee life, even if I'm born as a Lord Brahma. I want to remain with the devotees. I want the association with a devotee who does not care for material happiness or spiritual liberation. I simply desire to be associated with such pure devotees. A devotee's service isn't motivated by desiring relief from suffering. Rather, devotees simply want to please Krishna. Misra bhakti, devotional activity mixed with self-centered desire, does not lead to prema bhakti. Only devotional service performed solely for Krishna's pleasure defines abhideya tattva, the process of achieving love for Krishna. Bhakti Sandarbha 165-169. Hare Krishna. That's the end of chapter 15. Hare Krishna.